Welcome to the Worship Probs Podcast, where we aim to entertain, encourage, and equip worship and tech leaders all around the world. Look, we all know that serving in worship and production is great, but the problems, those are real. Thanks for joining us as we dive into today's episode with our host, Brian Tabor.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 274 of the Worship Probs Podcast. Three E's: entertain, encourage, and equip. You're always going to get that from us. And I got to tell you, we are ready to give you a Herculean effort today because there's some heavy lift DMs. It's going to be awesome. We got tons of content. If you would do us a favor, jump over to Apple Podcast. You know what I'm going to say. 5 stars, a nice review. We would really, really be grateful for that. It's a huge help to us. It's really not like an ego stroke. It is like legit something that helps analytics and all that stuff. So if the podcast has meant anything to you, why don't you jump over there and just give it the old 5-star, you know?
It doesn't take much.
Yeah, nothing less.
Nothing less.
Anything less would be
uncivilized.
You would be a doink if you did less than 5. So just 5 it up, man.
Right.
We thrive with 5.
Oh, I love it. Copyright that.
Yeah.
Trademark, help Brian.
Trademark. Hashtag, we thrive with 5. So guys, you hear her, you know her, you love her. It's Big Yonce.
It's so good to be here. We thrive with 5. That's just come off the top of your head. That just rolled.
It did. Wow. It just happened.
Wow. See, the guy, we're witnessing genius in the works right now, everyone. This is genius.
It's a character flaw in many circles, but on this podcast, it seems to maybe be a gift about 40% of the time.
So, yeah, we'll, yeah.
You know,
no, I love it.
You ride her till she bucks you, or you don't ride at all.
Oh, man. Well, like you said, we've got a good one today. We're going to be sharing OG prayer concerns, which, again, they're just so life-giving. They're life-giving, at least all of us. Yep. Maybe not to the initial recipient, but we love them. Mm-hmm. And then, like Brian said, heavy lift in the DMs today. Like, I hope you drank some protein because we got 2 really solid DMs. And Brian's just going to do his best to tackle both of them. And I'm going to sit here sipping my tea.
Oh, yeah. You know it.
The first one is volunteers that want to serve in spots where maybe they're not as gifted or there's less need in that area. Mm. And then the second one is a lack of support from a senior pastor. It seems to just be micromanaging and critical comments. So 2 pretty pretty serious DMs. We're going to do our best. We're going to hit the mat and tackle those 2 and see what we can do. But yeah, a lot of good stuff today.
Yeah, I sort of feel like I needed to stretch out before this one. Like do some deep knee bends, maybe some calisthenics, you know, jumping jacks, whatever.
Get the core warmed up a little bit, warmer.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man, you guys, we have some amazing friends to tell you about today, and we're going to start off with the best in the biz, Planning Center.
Hey, friends, let's talk about Planning Center. Many of you are already familiar with Planning Center. In fact, a lot of you might even be using services to plan your worship sets and schedule musicians. But what you might not be as familiar with is that services is only part of a greater whole. Planning Center is actually an all-in-one church management software, and it helps cover so much ground for the needs of the church. Planning Center can help your whole church by keeping people engaged by creating space for important data like prayer requests, event attendance, or even who's a first-time guest so you can follow up with them. With different products on a unified platform, your whole team can stay aligned and eliminate people working in silos or having to communicate information across multiple programs. There are so many things you can do with Planning Center. Best of all, you can customize it based on your ministry needs. Anyone on your team using Planning Center, whether they run sound, play drums, or schedule volunteers, has access to Planning Center's training materials and support too. So go to planningcenter.com to learn more and get started today for free.
So Jennifer, you know, TV, it's a big deal. It's part of our lives. We watch, we stream, whatever.
Yes.
Are you watching anything good right now? It's kind of tough to find.
It is. I'm very close to getting rid of Netflix. I feel like they're just not there anymore. You know, it's tough. So here's the deal. We tend to just go back and rewatch all the shows that we've watched in the past because I feel like a lot of the new stuff coming out, it's garbage. Or, you know, everybody's pushing that envelope with content, or you'll be like, oh, this is a great premise, but then they got to slip some stuff in there that's just not necessary to the storyline. I'm pretty consistently, though, I'm very much into like the true crime, you know, documentary type things. So this week I spent a little bit of time on the couch because I was down with an illness, and I did binge a couple of, you know, just really life-giving murder documentaries. Just I was laid on the couch, but
as one would, of course.
Yeah, why wouldn't one would naturally when you're laying there feeling like you're dying from a cold, you might as well just. How about you though? Have you found anything good?
You know, maybe. Okay, so and I'm going to tell you two, and I'm going to tell you this: we're early in these series, and so far they've been pretty clean. So if they turn into like softcore later on, do not at me because I'm not there yet. I'm still very, very early. But these were, this one of these aired on regular TV, which used to be a pretty safe bet. It's not that much anymore, but we've been streaming a show called SEAL Team on, we're watching it on Paramount Plus. But it was a CBS, show, and it's about a Navy SEAL group and the operations that they get sent on all over the place. And it's pretty good, man. Okay. If 10% of it is accurate, it gives you a whole new respect for the Navy SEALs, man. Wow. My goodness.
Okay. Okay.
It's pretty good. It's the guy, David Boreanaz, I think is his name. If you ever watched the old Buffy the Vampire Slayer TV show, he was on that. He was on that. His early career, he did a lot of vampire work.
Okay.
But later on in life, he's doing the Navy SEAL deal. And that one's pretty good. And then we've started, you know, I love the Downton Abbey, and I'm in my seventh watch through of Downton Abbey. And there's another show called All Creatures Great and Small.
Okay.
It's on Prime, Amazon Prime. But it's kind of in that same time period, and it's set in that same area, and it's about vets that take care of all creatures, great and small, you know? So like you gotta really hand it to a vet. Like they're not like a specialist. Like they don't know if they're gonna be looking at a cat or a chicken or a snake or what. I mean, you got to hand it to those people.
It's
very specialized.
I saw a little Google headline a couple of weeks back that there's rumors that Downton's coming back. Did you see that?
I saw that too. So I got on the Highclere Castle Instagram, and the owner or the lady who lives there was like, hello.
I'm so excited.
Pretty psyched about that.
Very excited. Wow. I'm sure our listeners enjoying this very much.
They're over. Fast forward. I hope a lot of people come back. You know, certainly some of them, you know, have passed on in the life of the series. So they will be back. But I hope so.
Same.
Well, guys, it's been a big week. We launched our very own podcast network, and we've been telling you about this. We have been on the hunt for people and content that we really believe in. And so we launched our first network podcast this past week. It's called the Strip Free Podcast. It's hosted by my wife, Kim Tabor. You can check that out wherever you listen to podcasts. And she dropped two episodes to launch that. So check it out. It's really a podcast for women. There's Bible study. There's a little segment on books, and there's a segment called Speak Life, like who's been speaking life into you. So check out the Strip Free Podcast, and we'll have some more podcasts coming your way in the network soon. Worship Karaoke, we're into season 3. We've shared an episode with Tyler and Corey from Red Rocks Worship, and then the last episode was the one and only Big Yonce in the Seat. You got to check that out. You can watch the first 15 minutes on our Instagram channel, or you can watch the whole thing over on YouTube. Just find us at Worship Probs. There's also a link in our bio for that. and hit that subscribe, follow button when you're over there. That is great fun. And nobody got hurt, right? You survived it.
I did. I survived it just fine. It was good. What's funny is I was watching it back. I was like, oh, watching it, it doesn't feel as traumatic as it was in the moment. So, you know, it really was good fun.
Well, I'm glad. We often try to not traumatize people. So that feels like a win for us.
I just thought for me though, they would probably be, you know, just slightly different standards.
A little extra.
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh man. And you know, guys, two other quick things. We're Patreon. You know, if you would like to support the podcast on Patreon, you can hit the link in our bio to do that. We would be grateful if you did that. And we're going to tell you about them a little bit later, but we're welcoming a new sponsor to the podcast today, All Clear Audio. If you're looking for in-ears, we're going to tell you about those, the good folks at All Clear here in a few minutes when we get into our sliding into the DM section. It's going to be very, very good.
Yes, it is.
Very good.
Well, Brian?
Yes, Jen?
You know what time it is?
I think I might.
I think it's time for Prayer Concerns.
Prayer Concerns is proudly sponsored by Five Words Media, the amazing people that bring you Free Church AV. Five Words Media is also the official integrator of Worship Props. If you're a worship pastor or tech director, you know how crucial audio, video, and lighting are for your weekly gatherings. Speakers popping, dead zones, lighting and live stream issues can quickly make your gatherings both distracting and frustrating. An excellent gathering is one where your AVL systems are all working seamlessly and help to create a powerful worship experience. The team at Five Words Media gets it. They're ministry experts who understand the details of your local church's needs and the pivotal role that volunteers play. Their passion is to deliver high-quality, volunteer-friendly solutions that align with your budget and priorities. So, how does it work? The Five Words proven process is straightforward. It starts with a needs assessment done by one of their tech experts, followed by a custom solution design tailored to your budget. Then they handle everything else, the installation, testing, and even the volunteer training. Are you ready to transform your frustration into empowerment? Click the link in our bio, find Five Words Media, and kickstart your journey today. Elevate your gatherings with precision and excellence. Schedule a call with Five Words Media now. Guys, so, you know, prayer concerns, your church probably has a card in your seat back that's like, give us your name and number. There may be a section on there that says, how can we pray for you? Sometimes people use that for actual prayer requests. Sometimes they use it to just light you up. Maybe the production team, the worship team, they just maybe didn't like the song choices or the volume or the haze or lighting or what you wore. And so they just light you up. Maybe they do it in a Google review, comment on your live stream or, you know, social media, whatever. And so people send these in from all over. And we keep you anonymous. We'll never share your name or your church's name, but we do share these. This will fall under that entertain E because we want to make you laugh. Just remind you that you're not alone. And then like in our sliding into the DM segment today, that's where we get into like some deeper conversation. So we're not laughing at anybody, but we are laughing with you.
Yes.
So those are prayer concerns. You can go to the website. There's a link in our bio for this, worshipleaderprobs.com. Click on the prayer concerns tab and submit yours there. So let's dive right in. Prayer concern number one. Pastor asked us to change the background we were using for ProPresenter today because a member had complained that it looked demonic. It was abstract paint swirls of red, purple, and blue.
I was going to say, the color red has to be in this somewhere.
Just really sets people off, you know, man.
What about the red blood of Jesus? Like, have we not redeemed the color red? But no, it's demonic. It's just instantly demonic. My gosh.
Come on, fam.
And swirls.
Come on, fam. Swirls. Yeah.
Can we call is it a psychologist swirly. In with the with like the inkblot test? I think we need to get
an expert. What is the deal with red? Nail polish turns
right.
It's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Oh my gosh. Oh, okay. Number two, prayer concern. Number two, I wore dark pink pants to lead worship. After the closing song, a woman came up to me at the keyboard and said, "Phew, I had to come up here and make sure you were wearing pants." Now, okay. I mean, at any point, does a filter kick in?
No.
And you're like, well, of course.
Pants. No, she came to church with no pants.
This is our second week in a row.
Yeah.
Right. It's our second week in a row with a pink pant comment.
Like, yeah.
Pink is close
pink
to
the
red.
New thing. It is. It's pink's working its way up in this.
It's red adjacent.
Red adjacent.
It's red adjacent and very triggering, apparently.
Oh, gosh.
So yeah, I think probably, man. I feel like the most evangelical churches, you can go ahead and assume,
right?
Everybody on the platform's got pants on.
Yes. Yeah.
Unless they're wearing a dress, but there would be a covering. There would be some sort of covering.
In all of my days, and you could probably say this in all of your days, has anyone shown up on the platform lacking a critical piece of their apparel? Just, just like
I mean,
pants.
That would be a wild next level
that would be.
Type of deal, right?
That would be.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Number three, prayer concern number three. We had a member of the meet and greet team welcome me and ask if this was my first time at the church. I helped to plant this campus along with that person. We both attended all the pre-service meetings and prayer each Sunday. And I also played on the worship team every single Sunday for the year prior.
Oh my gosh.
Tip of the cap to the old meet and greet team. really.
Might want to move them to a different area. Remembering faces is going to be important. So.
I think so. I think, yeah. We're going to talk about that in just a little bit. Like
somebody's
maybe serving in an area that they're not gifted
right.
in. Right?
Yep. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, certainly you can't remember everyone, but if you're like, this is a person
that's
you know, it's a lot of overlap there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Jeez.
Number four, prayer concern. Number four, my worship leader playfully said to me after I botched the words to a song during rehearsal, "Hey bro, who sings that song?" I said the name of the artist and he said, "Yeah, let's keep it that way."
Oh, jeez. little worship leader burn going on right now.
Let's keep it that way. Little burn unit action. All right.
Wow.
Hashtag leadership.
Yeah. Yeah. Right there.
Okay. Here is the last one, the bottom of the pudding cup. Prayer concern number five. I had someone tell me that drums are not allowed in church. The sound is allowed, but the drums itself are not allowed. They expected the drummer to sit outside the church with the door open and let the sound come in that way. They said that the musicians used to be amongst the crowd and were here to worship Jesus, not the performers on stage. Sit outside and play
those
things. And
but stay together with the rest of the team while you're outside.
Yeah, let the sound kind of just waft in.
Oh my gosh. Oh, wow.
You can't make this stuff up, man.
What an interesting perspective to have. Chapter and
very
verse.
Interesting.
I would love to see the...
right? It's like that life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. This is like sort of like...
Yeah.
Where did... I'd be curious as to the genesis of that.
That one had some nuts in it for sure. That was...
yeah, exactly. Exactly. Oh, fam. So those are prayer concerns. Please send yours in. Go to the website, worshipleaderprobs.com. Click on the prayer concerns tab. Or you can DM those to us on any of the socials. Well, we love to tackle your questions. And it's actually been a minute here since we've done this segment. And bringing back this segment today, we are introducing a new sponsor to the podcast. And so we're going to introduce them and we're going to unpack your questions in a segment that we call Sliding into the DMs. Sliding into the DMs is brought to you by our friends at AllClear. AllClear Audio makes custom and universal fit in-ear monitors by hand in Minneapolis. They have custom models for every need and budget and some of the best customer service in the industry. They also have universal fit in-ear monitors for teams that aren't going fully custom, but want the quality and sound of a company that knows how to design monitors for worship teams. In addition, they offer flat $99 repair fees for the life of your monitors. And that includes everything from wax buildup to trying to sit down with them in the back pocket of your skinny jeans. They're always eager to help you find the right monitor for you and have great resources on their website. There's a link in our bio for our friends at All Clear. We hope you'll check those out. Well, let me tell you, today we have a couple of robust DM questions. Mm-hmm. And we are doing our best. Every time we take questions, 98% of them are about not having enough volunteers. Yeah. And we have talked about that quite a bit. And so what we may, this is just a hot in the moment idea. Okay. Maybe I'll make a graphic that tells you what episodes we've talked about volunteers on, and you can, you know, go back and listen. But today we're going to hit that from a little bit of a different angle. So our first DM, this came to us on Facebook, and this person asks about how do you deal with volunteers who are wanting to serve in spots where they are not as gifted and there is less need? So, you know, maybe it's somebody who wants to sing or drum and they're maybe not as gifted, and you also have 18 singers and 19 drummers, you know? So how do you walk through that kind of process?
Yeah. Well, I imagine in your day, you had to have come across that at some point.
Man.
Yeah. A couple times.
I used to always tell the staff when they would ask me about our interview process or whatever, I would say to them, you know, American Idol, mm-hmm. America's Got Talent, you know, The Voice, all these shows have, for certain people, they have kind of painted the picture that you are literally just like one nationally televised moment away from being the next,
yep.
you know, Beyonce or whoever, Usher, right. whoever, you know.
Right, yeah.
And so, you know, it's kind of created a little bit of a false and unfair expectation for people. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, in the day of social media, kind of like everybody can have their own audience. You know, you sit in your bedroom and you sing a song over the artist singing it, you know, on an MP3 file or whatever, and it doesn't really maybe give you the truest sense. And so, you know, oftentimes we need to be really mindful of that when we're heading into an interview, or you might call it an audition, whatever you call it, at your place. And so I think that, you know, one of the goals of leaders in the church is to, you know, equip the saints to do the work of the ministry. And, you know, God has gifted people. Everybody has gifts. Mm-hmm. Sometimes your want to and your giftedness do not overlap.
Yep.
You know, like I remember, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we did this Foundations episode. We talked about songs that shaped us. I shared a song by the artist Steve Green. So when I was in college, I was probably the biggest Steve Green fan on the planet. And I remember walking into my vocal professor's studio one day, and I said, "Hey, man, here's, just so you know, what I really want out of this experience is a really killer high B flat." And he started laughing. Wow. He started laughing. That was my one and only voice lesson with him. And so I would say maybe laughter is not the greatest approach, but you know, finding a way to help people find their area of giftedness, because they have one.
Yep.
They just, because of all these TV shows, you know, mm-hmm. they just might want it to be in an area that they're not gifted in. So I would be all about realistic expectations. You know, I've talked about this before. Jen has described parts of her process. You know, we had a list of values and they were way too long. Like put this again on my running list of things that I would do differently if I ever go back into a local church, in that we had 15 values. It's way too many. But it was something we could send to people that said, okay, you're interested in serving on the team. This is what it looks like to be a member of our team. These are kind of the list of expectations. Yep. These are the list of qualifications. Like probably, you know, this is maybe not the place to start, but if you, you know, if you have an interest in being in music and maybe that is a place that God has gifted you in, you know, we can help fan that into flame. You know, we can help to resource you and connect you to people who can help you in training. But, you know, if somebody walks in, and this happened to me, on more than one occasion where somebody walked in and, I remember an occasion where this was a high school student who came in with their mom mm-hmm. to the interview process. And, you know, the first, you know, first verse of the song, it was really nice. Mm-hmm. It was really nice. And then we got to like that pre-chorus and it just came off the rails. Mm-hmm. And so I stopped and kind of helped this person get back into it again. And it became clear to me that she didn't understand how pitch changes, you know, like that verse, that verse really set where she would normally talk and okay. she was, you know, really yeah. great at singing with the radio in her car. You know, that was mm-hmm. all good. But yeah. when she got into where she, and so she was not able to, even as the pitch of the song was supposed to change, she didn't change the pitch. So she just kept there. And so, oh, wow. you know, I gave her, you know, several runways and tried to really help kind of coach her in the interview. And mm-hmm. Because she had great heart, really nice person. But it just became clear that that was not where yep. God had gifted her.
Yeah. Yeah.
To serve.
Right. Yeah. And that's tough. And
her mom was mad at me.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Her mom was
yeah.
not happy.
Yeah. yeah. Well, because that is hard for people to hear, unfortunately. But yeah, I would echo everything you're saying. I think if we can have a process up front, it just, it helps with this. I was yeah. having a conversation with someone a few days ago and they were talking about in their church, how their approach is just kind of like, oh, well, you know, what do you want to do? What do you bring to the team and come on in? And I was just like, oh no, because I'm like, that's going to lead to some chaos at the end of the day, because yeah. you know, some like you're exactly like you're saying, some people can really be passionate or have a love in an area and just the giftedness isn't there. Like, for example, my two youngest kids are fantastic artists. They can draw, like, I don't even know where they got this, and paint. My youngest daughter paints. I have sat down several times and tried to paint, like watercolor, whatever. And I'm pretty creatively gifted. And I just am like, what is happening? I can't, like, I cannot produce anything. It looks like a kindergartner, you know? And that's a good example of it's like that desire is really stronger than my ability. So unless I want to go take some lessons yeah, and really yeah. study it, you know, it's not going to be there. So I do think it's helpful if we have a process up front, a process of that clearly states, here's the expectation, here's even prerequisites. So I had written into my process that if you want to be a vocalist, you had to have some prior vocal training. And I did count, like, hey, let's say you did choir in high school. Okay, that counts because, you know, choir can be pretty intense. But that way they would be familiar with terms. And, you know, if I said, you need to breathe from here, they would understand all of that, you know? And so I really do think these are yeah. things that help, because if, and it's not that we're gatekeeping, I'm not trying to say that, but a lot of times I think people, they're very pure hearted and they're just a little bit of oblivious. And so if we can kind of help start to make them aware before they even get up to that gate, then it's not as harsh when we're kind of like, hey, you know what? I'm just not sure that this is the right area. I love that you're passionate. And I would even try to direct people going, you know, is it actually singing or is it just you are passionate about worship and you love to worship the Lord? And that's great because mm-hmm. that love of worship can be expressed in all kinds of, you know, avenues. It doesn't have to just be singing or it doesn't have to just be playing. Yeah. So yeah. yeah, I would really echo what you're saying. And we come back to this conclusion a lot. Honest conversations. It's not loving yeah. to not be honest with people. It just isn't. Now, don't be right. hurtful. Don't be harsh, but don't be deceptive or dishonest or right. give people right. kind of the brush off or whatever and leave them confused. That's just not loving. It's better just mm-hmm. to kind of just flat out say, hey, I love your heart. I love that you want to do this. I don't think the level is there. Now, if you want to go do some lessons, you want to whatever, do that and come back mm-hmm. to me. But I just think we have yeah. to be honest and loving with people.
We do. That's exactly right. And I think you have to set your own expectation in that mm-hmm. If you have to say no or yeah. not yet, whatever yeah. the word is at your place, they're not going to be excited about right. that, you know, right. like, so, you know that going yeah. into it and, yeah. you know, say it as nicely as you can. And in our booklet, we had a paragraph about like, if together we discover that this isn't the area God has gifted you in, as your pastor, I will walk with you and we will find that area because there is an area that he's mm-hmm. gifted you in.
Right.
We might discover together that God has gifted you to serve in, you know, one of any other, you know, many other ministries in the life of the church. And right. and so I'm not just going to drop you. I'm just going to say no and drop you.
Yeah.
And I think we also have to, I think something, and this may be a separate DM, but what if you have somebody who comes in and passes the vocal part? You know, we're talking a lot about singers today, but it can be any discipline.
Right.
What if they pass the vocal part, but spiritually or attitude yeah. wise, they're mm-hmm. not a fit? You know, that yep. is,
that's big.
That may be an even tougher no to write. And so maybe we address that in a future episode, you know,
yep.
You know, craft your no as kindly and as pastorally as you can. Just know that they're not going to be jumping up and down in yep. excitement when they read that. And just, yep. hey, like Jen said, appreciate your heart. Love your mm-hmm. passion for worship. Here are some things that I would do if I were you. Like yep. I would sing more. I would take some voice lessons, or at the very least, you know, there are YouTube channels and videos out there that can kind of give you some basic coaching and that can work with you on pitch. And I'd spend some time, you know, doing some of those, like singing in the car mm-hmm. is not probably going to equip you to come in here and do this, you know,
right.
by yourself. And so, yeah, craft that no as thoughtfully and as kindly as you can.
Yep.
But it's sure. not easy.
No,
it's not easy. It's one yep. of the costs of leadership.
Absolutely.
Okay, this second one, I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes these DMs get my blood pumping and boiling a little bit, mm-hmm. And not at the person who wrote the DM, but at maybe the object of the... So this one, it says, they're not getting any support from their head pastor anymore, which leads you to believe that at one time they were having, mm-hmm. they were getting support. They're not getting that anymore. The pastor is just micromanaging and making critical comments. So
that's hard.
That's a spicy meatball right there.
That is a spicy meatball.
You know, and as always, like, so one of our first responses to many of these kinds of issues is a word that starts with a C, mm-hmm. it ends with Asian. Conversation. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Have a conversation with your pastor, you know, mm-hmm. hey, I've noticed a change
yep.
and maybe not in a confrontational way, but hey, I've noticed a change in the way you are interacting with the worship team. Can we have a conversation about that? Mm-hmm. I'd need to know if there are places where we are not meeting the mark. Are there places where we are not effectively leading the congregation? Are there mm-hmm. things that you would like to see differently? Can we maybe be proactive about that as opposed to reactive when we're maybe just making critical comments after or during, mm-hmm. you know, some element of the service? Let's have a conversation about that.
Right.
Man, that's such an important relationship, you know, between the senior pastor and the worship team, man. Those need to be really in lockstep as you're planning and leading your congregation. And we've said this on here before, but your congregation's going to pick up on that at some yep. point. That's going to really start to spill out, you know, into the services. Have mm-hmm. you ever had to deal with anything like that, or have you?
I mean, I don't think to that degree. I would say you're right, conversation. And you need to have specific examples ready so that, because if you only speak in generalities, the pastor's perspective might be like, oh, no, everything's fine. They might not see what they're doing as micromanaging and being critical. And so it would be helpful if you kind of came in with some examples, you know, just, hey, for example, when this happened and you said this, I perceived it as it felt in the moment like you're micromanaging, or I felt like I was being criticized. You have to maybe come in with some examples of things that have happened. And again, you're not firing and blasting at your pastor, but this could, you know, I don't know, you said maybe there was previous supports or maybe something has happened, but it just helps so that you're not kind of speaking in vague generalities. But that is very, very tough. And not just will the team catch on, the congregation, the staff. You know, so just the tension that you like don't deal with, conflict that you don't deal with is gonna, you know, just grow and grow. So it is best just to face it head on. I always try to just remind yourself, like try to take a little bit of a step back away from that pain, because it does hurt, or it's frustrating, or it's disappointing. Mm-hmm. Try to take a step back from that and go, okay, I'm gonna try to give my pastor grace. Maybe there's something going on that I don't know about, and I'm feeling, you know, whatever is coming out of that situation. You know, try to step back so that you can then step back forward into any kind of a conversation with more grace, with more love. I know that there are pastors out there where stuff is intentional, but I kind of tend to feel like more often than not, it's not super intentional. Usually it's just, there's something else going on, and you're catching, you're caught in the waves of whatever that other thing is going on. But again, a conversation.
Yeah. And you could, depending on the way you handle it, you might be able to really turn that into a win for everybody in helping him, validating his leadership, your pastor's leadership.
Yeah.
And you know, a recognition of, you're the person who sets the tone here. We follow, we follow you, and you know, help us understand. You know, what are there goals we're not meeting? Are there are there places where we're missing the mark? You know, please tell us, and we want to. You know, you might really be able to turn that into a win for everybody, and you know, for the whole church.
Yep, for sure.
Yeah.
It's good.
There it is. There it is, sliding into the DMs.
We have. Well, how can people send us their DMs, Brian?
That's a great question. There's a couple of ways.
Yeah.
If you go to the link in our bio, click on that campsite link, it'll take you to a bunch of links, right? And right at the top, you're going to see a bunch of icons. Mm-hmm. There's a little envelope icon. You can email us right from that link right there. It'll open your email program. You can hit us up with an email. You can literally slide into our DMs on any platform and let us know, what are you wrestling with? On the regular, we will take questions in the Instagram story or in our Facebook group. We do that a lot. We're doing both of those today, actually, and asking people, you know, what are the biggest challenges you're facing in your ministry right now? So, you can, there are multiple ways. Slide into the DMs, email us through the link in our bio, or, you know, hit us up in that community group, and you'll get a lot of collective wisdom. There's a lot of really, really great leaders in there, and I love what's happening in there.
Well, guys, thank you so much for listening to episode 274 of the Worship Probs podcast. Remember to hit subscribe wherever it is that you listen to podcasts. That way you never have to go look for us. We just show up every Tuesday morning. You're just ready to start your day with Worship Probs. Got some entertainment, some encouragement, it's equipping. I mean, what better way to start your day than with Worship Props? So hit subscribe. That way you never miss an episode.
Help us thrive with 5.
Yes, I was just going to say, and help us thrive with 5. Go on over to Apple Podcasts. Yeah, leave us that 5-star rating with a nice review. It just helps to get the podcast out. Like Brian said earlier, just the algorithms and all of it. It just helps us out. So if you could do that, thrive with 5. We'd really appreciate it. Yeah, and thank you also for following us on all of the socials. For interacting with us, for engaging, for, you know, trusting us with your DMs like we just tackled. We really appreciate you. You can find us at Worship Probs on Instagram, Facebook, Threads, and YouTube. You can find us at Worship Leader Probs on TikTok. Brian just referenced our community group on Facebook. Go on over there, join the group, answer the very, very easy questions to get into the group. We do this so that we don't end up with spammers in there. That's honestly what we're doing. They're very easy questions. Yes. But we've got some fantastic conversations going on over there with the Worship Props community. So go check that out. And last but not least, you can even find us over there on Twitter by searching the hashtag Worship Leader Props.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. And guys, we have these amazing friends, Maven Media Productions. They're doing heavy lifts for our podcast and for the new Strip Free podcast and branding, social media, design. They do all kinds of stuff, consulting. If you need help with any of that, maybe you're launching your own podcast or your church is launching one and you're not sure where to start, hit our friends up at mavenmediaproductions.com. There's a link in our bio for them as well. And they'll crush it for you. They are just amazing people. We really, really believe wholeheartedly in them. And our friend Allie over there is just crushing it for us. We love her. And thanks to Scott Hoke for our intro. Guys, we love you. We are so glad that you listen. We don't take that for granted. Thanks for sharing these episodes with your worship teams and your friends and family. We're really, really grateful for that. So grateful that you spent some time here with us on episode 274. Until next time, deuces.
Smell you later.